Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hey, Chuba the Nago.
Meaning live from the entertainment capital of the world.
Dagawana.
Meaning it's Rick D.
Yes, it is. And we're counting down to number one this weekend. You feel pretty good now? Yes. 2 weeks now, the ladies of Lady Marmalade have been unbeatable. Will their winning streak continue, or will they be knocked aside by Lifehouse? Uncle Cracker's coming up again on the Countdown Challenge. Win this. Let me show you a picture of it. A dream vacation for two. We're going to fly you and a guest to Breckenridge, Colorado. You'll be there at the luxurious Beaver Run Resort. Got to love it. First up, the Sure Shot, a band who has put Escatawpa, Mississippi, on the map. Their first hit, of course, was Kryptonite. Now from American Pie 2, the soundtrack, Three Doors Down is back. Be Like That, the Sure Shot this week. Oh, listen, I would give anything just to live one day in those shoes. If I could be like that, what would I do? Three Doors Down, the Countdown Sure Shot from the soundtrack of American Pie 2, opening in August. It's Rick D's and major hits all the way to number one, beginning with a 20-year-old from Ruskin, Florida. She's beautiful. Former girlfriend of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter, Willa Ford, and I Want to Be Bad. She's blonde, and in her own words,
I'm a bad girl.
There you are, aren't you?
I'm so bad.
No, you're Willa Ford. A debut at number 40. I want to be bad, yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
No, she began singing professionally when she was 8 as a member of the Tampa Bay Children's Choir. Look at Willa Ford now. To number 39 right now, The Way You Want Me To, 98 Degrees.
Won't throw no shade on you.
Baby, baby, take my hand, try to understand. I'll be there for you just the way you want me to. Now, after falling off the countdown, 98 Degrees returns this week to number 39. They're teaming up with Destiny's Child, NSYNC, Macy Gray, and helping reduce the rate of teen pregnancy. They're appearing in public service announcements sponsored by the Candies Foundation. Now, listen to this top 10 hit from 1982.
Just like the water winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing.
That's The Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. Now, nearly 20 years later, that song has been bootified by one of music's hottest trios. The highest debut of the week, in fact, and it's next.
All right, let's begin.
It's the weekly Top 40 Countdown with Rick Dees.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He was kind of funny looking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at you.
You're talking in circles. You're talking like we didn't go over this already.
Yeah.
Now, Rick Dees.
Come with me now, back 19 years in music. Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac had released her first solo album, and out of it came this top 10 hit. It's called The Edge of 17, and it earned a 1982 Grammy nomination for Ms. Nicks. Today, that distinctive guitar riff has been sampled in this week's highest debut. Listen carefully. Destiny's Child does the sampling at number 38. It's called Bootylicious.
Kelly, can you handle this?
Yeah.
Michelle, can you handle this?
Yeah.
Beyonce, can you handle this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Bootylicious now.
Get over it!
Uh-huh.
Destiny's Child, that's the highest debut of the week. I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly, because my body's too bootylicious for you. Okay, thank you for sharing. It's number 38, and right now on the countdown, a hit from the multi-platinum CD, Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water. At 37, it's Limp Bizkit and My Way.
Check out.
Limp Bizkit. They climb three. Number 37, it's My Way or the Highway. They're in concert Tuesday evening at the arena in Oberhausen, Germany. And the people in Germany will be totally confused. Don't you love this? Now picture this, you and someone special, high at the Rocky Mountains, breathing clean, fresh air. The sky is so blue you can almost touch it. Picture yourself also winning the Countdown Challenge, because these two together make a wonderful combination. We join forces with the Traveler's Companion Imodium AD to fly you and a guest to Breckenridge, Colorado. How about this? 7 days and six nights at the luxurious Beaver Run Resort. It's a wonderfully special place with hiking, swimming, mountain biking, fly fishing, whitewater rafting, horseback riding, golf, tennis, you name it, they have it. Or maybe you'd like to just relax and let life's cares ooze out of your body. Come on. This can be yours. Simply identify a top 10 hit as performed by our very own Peter and the Polkameisters. Ha ha! That's the polka version. That's right, PETA and the Polkameisters. Thank you. Now, what is the original version? Artist in title is what we need. And Mr. Voice, your cue to come in, please.
To enter the Top 40 Challenge, just send a postcard to the Rick D's Weekly Top 40, P.O. Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078.
Yes.
You can also fax your answer to area code 818-846-0800. That's 818-846-0800. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit the Weekly Top 40 on the World Wide Web at rick.com. That's RICK.COM.
Thank you so much, Don LaFontaine. Give it up for him. Fantastic. Yeah. Where did you last take Imodium AD?
Abu Dhabi.
Yes, that's our personal survival kit. Yep. Thank you, Imodium AD, for what you've done for us, because you realize this countdown has
no budget.
Well, is it possible to build a perfect body with music? I say yes. Let me prove it to you next.
Aircheckdownloads.com.